Today's daf is daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we get up to the section about Aseres HaDibros with regard to the Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah in Tamid that was quoted earlier on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis had mentioned that in the Beis HaMikdash they read the Aseres HaDibros immediately prior to Kriyat Shema. And Al Gemara wants to discuss the possibility of imitating that minhag and reading, reciting the Aseres HaDibros on a regular basis daily before Kriyat Shema outside the Beis HaMikdash. So first the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, V'korin Aseres HaDibros Shema V'hoyim Shema V'yomer Emes V'yatziv Avodah U'Birchas Kohanim. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Af Begvulin, Bikshu Likros Ken. Even outside the Beis HaMikdash, they were pushing for the imitation of what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash outside, and they would read Kriyat Shema, but first they would recite the Aseres HaDibros. And they would imitate the sequence as it was done, as it was performed in the Mikdash. There are many minhagim vows that extend the mitzvos and the masim that were done in the Beis HaMikdash outside the walls, to extend the Beis HaMikdash, call it Zecher LeMikdash. Or maybe what the Gemara understood by the Mishnah in Tamid is that Aseres HaDibros is the proper introduction to Kriyat Shema. And just like we discussed on many occasions, the postscript to Kriyat Shema, the introduction to Tefillah, the postscript to Tefillah, to the Amidah, so too this would be an introduction to Kriyat Shema. However, they met up with some serious opposition. Ela shekvar bitlum mipnei taromes haminim, that the Chachamim rejected this minog, they opposed this minog because of the minim. The minim were the apikorsim. And there's two different variations about what the minim would say and what was their goal. According to Rashi, these were the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they only believed in part of the Torah Shebichsav. And they pointed to the Jewish people and they said to them, look, are you accepting the Aseres HaDibros and you're rejecting the rest of the Torah? Are you implying with this minog that the rest of the Torah is not true, that only the Aseres HaDibros, which were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly to Klal Yisrael at the time of Sinai, that's true, and the rest of the Torah is not true? The Avodah has a slightly different version, and he says that the Minim would say to Klal Yisrael, you are Kofrim in Kol HaTorah Kula. Look, all you're saying, all you're reciting is Aseres HaDibros. And if you take the Avdram's approach, then the word Tarumos is a little bit more appropriate. Tarumos is Miloshen Kitrug, or Lekanter, to malign the Jewish people. So again, Rashi's approach is that we're afraid that if we recite the Aseres HaDibros on a regular basis, then there will be those who will influence us to Chas V'Shalom believe that only the Aseres HaDibros was given by Hashem, the rest of the Torah not. Now, the Rambam is famous in a tshuva about standing for Aseres HaDibros when we read the Aseres HaDibros publicly in shul. And the question is, standing for Aseres HaDibros, he was actually opposed to it. He felt that it would indicate that this part of the Torah has superior status over the rest of the Torah. We're not standing for the rest of the Torah, we're standing for Aseres HaDibros. The Rav Zichron Levracha was a little bit more lenient when it came to the Aseres HaDibros of Chag HaShavuos, because there might be a minhag that we replicate what went on at the time of Har Sinai. But there's always this fear that people would put the emphasis on the Aseres HaDibros, the exclusion of the rest of the Torah. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Bigvulin, Bikshu, Likros Kein, El Shekvar Bitlum, Mipnei Taromes Haminim. That Gvulin means outside the boundaries of Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to institute this custom of reciting Aseres HaDibros, but they met with opposition. Now the Gemara brings that there were Amoraim in a later generation that did actually have such a minog, like the Braisa, but they would not be koveya to read the Aseres HaDibros. Rabbi Baruch Hanna Sovel Mikbeinu, he thought of being koveya Kriyas Aseres HaDibros in Kriyat Shema, Be'ir Surah, in the city of Surah. Amar Lei, but Rav Chizda said to him, Kvar Bitlum Mibnei Taromas Aminim. Don't even give it a shot. It's a waste of your time to try to influence the kvius to set up this minhag, because kvar bitlum, Chacham already have shot this down. And the Achronim say that the Beis Hamikdash, although they did have this minhag, and Chachamim were afraid that outside the Beis Hamikdash there would be a kilkul, and therefore they were mavatal the kriya as such. And according to one of the Achronim, the Chachom went as far as to be mavatal the minhag in the Beis Hamikdash to recite the Aseres HaDibros, because that's where there was a heavy concentration of minim, and therefore they tried to establish at least outside the Beis Hamikdash, where there were very few sparse members of this group called the minim, and they were mavatal it. Now you might ask, how could the minim actually claim that the rest of the Torah is not true, when at the time that after the Aseres HaDibros, immediately we read three parshiyos of Kriyat Shema, and therefore it must be that at least those three parshiyos of Kriyat Shema are certainly true. How could they even raise the possibility that the rest, other than the Aseres HaDibros, is not true? There's got to be Odas Bal Din at least b'miktas with regard to the three parshiyos of Kriyat Shema. And perhaps they argue that there was also a chashivas to those three parshiyos of Kriyat Shema because of tefillin, because of tzitzis, but they weren't really given by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We recite them only because of those mitzvahs. But Moshe was one who, chas v'shalom, was mechadish these parshiyos mikoach atzmo, mipi atzmo. Now let's go on in the Mishnah in Tamid that was quoted earlier, v'shavas mosif in bracha achas l'mishmar yotze. So when there was a chilufei mishmaros, the mishmar that came in would recite a bracha blessing, recognizing the mishmar yotze, the mishmar that was outgoing, when it finished its service in the Migdash. So the Gemara now wants to know, what exactly bracha achas was the content of that bracha? Om Rabbi Chelbo Mishmar Yotze Omer, the ingoing Mishmar would turn to the outgoing Mishmar and recite the following bracha: Misha Shikein Eshmo V'Bayis Hazeh, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is Shorah on this bayis, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ava V'Achva V'Sholom V'Reus. Now it's interesting because this is called a bracha, and usually we would not say that a bracha has a blessing without Shemu Malchus. And yet the Gemara seems to indicate that there's no Shemu Malchus here. However, some of the Achronim assume that even the bracha that Klal Yisrael was Mevarech without Shemu Malchus is called a bracha. In other words, when there's a communal bracha, that's called a bracha, without the formal structure of Shemu Malchus. Why is the bracha emphasizing Achdus Bnei Yisrael? And it could be that this is a reflection of the pasuk at the end of Chumash that says Vayehi Bishurim Melech V'Sasei Frashei Am, meaning that when the Am gets together Baguda Achas as one assembly with peace and harmony and unity, then the king, meaning the king of kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reveals himself. And that's the bracha that's being recited here, that Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ava, because the Shechina is there as a result of the Vayehi Bishurim Melech V'Sasei Frashei Am. And now, just as you worked as a unit, as a group, together in unison, and the Shechina was there, so too we will, Emirtz Hashem, follow in your footsteps. The Mishmar Nichnas will now replace the old guard and will live up to that same standard of unity so that the Shekhinah will be sure on them. And it's very possible, says the Marsha, that this bracha was established before the takana of the pious in the Migdash, because once the pious was established, then the Anshei Mishmar would come together and they would sort of wonder, and there was some friction as to who would get to do which avoda, and there was a certain element of meriva and sakana, and all this is codified by the Mishnah in Masechet Yom in the second perek. And they would run up to the keves and try to get there first to do the avoda. And once that a period of time came to be, they had to make it a takana. The pious was really the way that they would solve this problem, so that through the pious they would single out who would get which avoda. But before the pious was actually established, they enacted this bracha so that there would be an emphasis here and also an aspiration for peace and harmony, and they wouldn't fight over the avoda. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Makom she'omer laharich eino rashoy lekatzer. Whenever the bracha is a longer one, we have to follow the Matbea de Chacham, so Gemara says, Pshita. Isn't that simple? Hecha de Kanokit Kasa de Chamra Biyadai. Now, this is a pretty famous sugya about Taos. What it means is, and we're honing in now on Birchas Hanenim, that he had the wrong kavana, or perhaps he recited the wrong bracha. Now the bracha is made up of two parts, the psicha and the chasima. So the Gemara starts with the simple case, that's unquestionable, and that's hecha dekanakid kasa dechamra biyada. He picks up a kos of yayin, kasavar shikrahu, but he thought it was beer, upasach, and therefore he had in mind when he started the bracha, baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech haolam, adaitei the shikra. He thought he was going to recite a shakal near bidvar, v'siyim b'chamra, but he corrected himself with the chasima, and after he said melech haolam, he reminded himself that this is yayin, and he completed the bracha with bori pri hagafen yatza. This for sure is valid, the inami, because even im omar shakol nia bidvar yatza, because even had he completed the bracha the way that he thought he should complete it, under the misimpression that he's drinking beer, and he recited shakol nia bidvaro, he would fulfill his mitzvah of birchas hanenu bichal, and he could drink the wine to asnan. We have a mishnah in Parakeitz of Mevarchim al Kulam im omar shakol nia bidvar yatza. Shakol is a bracha koleles, and it's a general bracha that, at least b'di'evet, even if he didn't recite a bracha mesuyemes, he's yotze for any food that he eats. Ella, but we have a suffix in the following scenario. Hecha dekadnakid kasa deshikra biyadei. He was actually holding beer. Because savar dechamrahu, thinking that it was yayin pasach ubarech adaita dechamra, he started with a das, an intention to complete the bracha with bori pri hagaf and v'siyim, but the shikra, after he said melech haolam, he reminded himself, hey, I'm drinking beer and not wine, so he completed the bracha with shakol nia bidvara. So although his chasima was complete, but his psicha was an invalid psicha, because he intended to make the bracha of bori pri hagaf, and you cannot be yotze on a shahakal, on sheikhar, with a bor priya gof in my, do we say basa ikar brocha, should we disqualify this brocha? Because the ikar brocha means when he recited Shemu Malchus, he had aldas that it would be yayin, and he intended to complete it with bor priya gof, and obasa chasim azlinon, since he corrected himself. And in terms of the maisa brocha, we see that he recited the correct brocha by completing with shakal nia bidvaro of a sheikhar, therefore he was yotze. And the Gemara is basically vacillating back and forth about the principle of mitzvah tzrichas kavan or ain't tzrichas kavan. To what extent is the bracha enacted or established as a reflection of his kavana? If we look at the Maisa Bracha, we have a complete, perfect Bracha. He started and finished perfectly. And he recited Shakal and Shecha. But if we look at Kavana, then if Kavana is critical, he did not have the right Kavana at the beginning of the Bracha. Perhaps the Gemara has a different kind of something. Maybe the Gemara thinks that a general Kavana for the sake of allowing Hana, that itself is considered acceptable, and we could have a Kavana for Hana. Even though, again, the kavanah that he had was fanos yayin, not fanos sheikha, but nevertheless he did, in fact, have kavanah for hanah. Now, if you take a look at Tosis, Divri HaMaskil Lo, in the name of the Ri, he says that the Nidon in this Gemara, when he was Mevarach al das yayin, and the question is whether that could pater his bracha only on yayin and not on sheikha, and really, it was very clear to the Gemara that even if you hold mitzvos, ein tzrichos kavana, but nevertheless, this is like a kavana shalo lotzeis, because since he had kavana for yayin, and kavana for yayin doesn't pater up sheikhar, therefore, even if I hold mitzvos, ein tzrichos kavana, this is a negative kavana. And therefore, he's not yotzei toshma. We're going to prove this from a braisa. Shachris in the morning, Pasach biyotzer or, he started the bracha thinking that it was the bracha of yotzer or, which is perfectly valid. He started Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he was about to complete the bracha with yotzer or Baruch Hoshech v'siyem b'mariv aravim. His chasima was appropriate for mariv, but not for shachris. And in this particular case, he actually completed the bracha in an invalid way. Lo yotze, the braisa says that he wasn't yotze, because we'll look at the maisa bracha, the chefetz shel bracha, and we'll see that it's in the inappropriate bracha. However, the braisa continues, posach b'marav aravim. If he began the bracha of shachris, thinking that it was Meiriv, and mistakenly when he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, he intended to complete to continue with Asher Bidvaro Meiriv Harav V'siyem B'yotzer Or, but he caught himself after reciting Melech Olam, and he completed the bracha with Yotzer Ma'oros Yotza. He has fulfilled his obligation. Why? Because the Chasima is the correct Chasima. And we're looking at the Maisa Bracha, the Nusach HaBracha, Yavesh, the dry Nusach HaBracha as it came out of his mouth. And although if we look at his Kavana, he had the wrong Kavana, but the Bracha itself was the right Kavana. And what's fascinating here is the Gemara is assuming an analogy between Birchas Shevach V'Odoya and Birchas Anenin. The Gemara goes on to quote the end of the Braisa, Arvis, if at night posach b'marav aravim, which is the proper kavana v'siyem b'yotzer or lo yotza, because the maisa bracha was inappropriate, and he completed with the bracha with yotzer or, which means that the chasima was yotzer hama'oros, which is certainly not appropriate for ma'ariv, lo yotza, because the ma'isa bracha was invalid. But posach biyotzer or, if let's say it was appropriate for him to have in mind for ma'ariv the bracha of Marav Aravim, but he had in mind when he started the bracha and he recited Shem Malchus Yotzer Or. But see him, he caught his mistake after he recited Melech Olam, and he realized, what am I doing over here? I should be reciting the bracha for Mariv, and he caught himself on time to be Chose Marav Aravim Yotzer. Klolo Shel Dovar, we can summarize the braisa with one simple principle, Hakol Helich Achar Achisum. We look at the Maisa Bracha and we don't care about the Kavana. And by analogy, let's compare this to the case of someone who began a Birchas Hanenim with the improper Kavana, but he caught himself and the Chasima was the proper Chasima. So for example, if he began the Bracha thinking that he is holding a cup of wine, and he was expecting to to complete the bracha with Bar Priyat Gofen, and in truth he was holding a cup of Sheikhar, but he was able to catch his mistake after he said Melech Olam, and he completed the bracha with the proper chasima shekol niyavrach yotza. Why? Because the chasima was kahogen, and the Gemara says shiny hasam. There's a fundamental difference between the Braisa and our case of someone who thought he was holding on to a cup of wine. And the Gemara had the suffolk about someone who thought he was holding a cup of wine and he was about to make Bar Priya Gof, but he caught himself, he realized he was holding up Sheikhar, and he completed it with the proper, appropriate Chasima of Sha'akal, because Hasam, in the case of the Braisa, the Ka'amar Baruch Yotzer Hama'oros. In other words, the Bracha in its Psicha was with an incorrect Machshava. He thought he was going to recite the Bracha of Yotzer Hama'oros, and that Bracha would be incomplete, would be invalid. And when the Braisa says that he was Yotzer, because he caught his mistake and he recited Baruch Atah Hashem Yotze Ama Oros, and therefore he was Yotze because of the Chasima, and the reason for that is because the Chasima itself has the Torah's Bracha, and when he mentioned the word Baruch, that already gave his Bracha Torah's Bracha. Masha Enkin, in contrast, in the case of Shahakol, there is no siyum with the Teva of Bracha. So that here we have a distinction between what we call a Bracha Arucha and a Bracha Ktsara. In the cases of Birchas Kriyat Shema for the Ma'oros, there we have what's called a Bracha Arucha, which is Poseach Bebarach and Chosein Bebarach. So that even if we assume that the Psichu is invalid, the Chasim is valid because it's a Baruch, it has a Baruch to it, and it forms a bracha unto itself. But in the case of Shahakol, of Birchas Anenim, it's a bracha ktsara. It starts with Baruch, doesn't end with Baruch. And therefore, the Baruch at the beginning is koveya, the bracha, as far the entire bracha. And if in the psicha, the bracha, he had an incorrect kavana, and the psicha was mikul kelis, it was an invalid psicha, because again, he thought he was going to recite Bar Priya Gofen, when in fact he needs a shakol, then lo yotzi dechovasa. The exception to that rule is going to be Birchas Kriyat Shema, where the bracha starts with a baruch and ends with a baruch. So again, as far as the psicha is concerned, if he started with the incorrect machshava, that would be a machshava poselis, a machshava mekukelis, and it would not really be valid. But the Braisa says Yotza, because he was able to salvage this bracha in the chasima with a baruch atah Hashem Yotza Ma'oros, which means that there's a chasima here, and that chasima itself is a bracha. Now the Rashba points out that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that he was Yotze the bracha because of the chasima alone, even if the psicha was mekulkelis, because the bracha of Yotzer is a bracha rucha, and it needs both a psicha and a chasim. But rather, what the Gemara has in mind is that when he completes the bracha with Yotzer Hama'oros, he has accomplished two goals. He has two positive features. Number one, he has a Torah's bracha because he was chosen with a baruch. And secondly, the chasim of the bracha has an additional chashivus, because that is the chasim that's appropriate. So therefore, there's a koach, so to speak, in the chasima to be gorer the psicha basar chasima, and it allows you to make a tziruf and attach the psicha with the chasima. The Gemara says hanicha, that would only make sense l'rav, according to Rav, who says that kol bracha she'ein ba'azkaras Hashem ain't a bracha. So we understand that the ikar of the bracha is the azkaras Hashem, let's leave out Malchus. But the shame itself makes the bracha into a bracha. Shapir, that it makes sense that we could say that we go Basa the Chasima, because the Chasima of Yotzer Amoris has the shame, it has Haskaras Hashem. El Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan who says Kol Bracha She'ein Bo Malchus Ein a Bracha. It's not enough to mention the name of Hashem. You need shame U Malchus. Is Michael Meimar? How could we possibly suggest that the Chasima of Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amoris, which omits Malchus, how could that have any sort of status as a Torah's Bracha? And nevertheless, we learned in the Braisa that if the Chasima was an appropriate Chasima, Yotzi Dechovoso, even though there's no mention of Malchus. So his Machshavat, the Psichel Bracha, was Mekulkeles. It was the inappropriate Machshava. And yet, we assume that since the Chasima was the proper Chasima, he was Yotze. That Chasima could not serve as a bracha unto itself, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It must be that we look and define the bracha by the Maisa bracha, and since the formula was the correct formula, that's enough to salvage the bracha. And therefore, in the case where, although he had a Machshavim Kukeles to make a bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, and nevertheless, since he was able to complete the bracha exactly as it was meant to be completed with Shahakal, he was Yotzi Dechova. And the Gemara now has an alternative rejection of this Braisa as a Raya. Ella, the Gemara wants to suggest the following. Let's reject this Tzustel, this comparison of the Braisa. Came with the Omer Rabba Bar Ula. This is a statement that we learned back on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, that the reason why they were Misakin in Shachris Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, and at night, Golol Or Mitnei Choshech, Choshmei Or, is Kidei Lahazkir Midas Yom Balailu Midas Laila Bayom. Right? If we spoke about this at great length in yesterday's shiur, when we were talking about the Minim and those religions that thought that there were two powers on earth, there was the creator of light and there was creator of darkness, Chas Shom, two deities, and Chazal were misaking it in such a way that we should definitely remind ourselves when we're thanking Hashem and praising Hashem in the Laila for the creation of day and vice versa, it's all one creator. Is therefore Kika Omar, when he said Bracha Malchus, he started the Bracha, we're going now according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bracha to Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, in Shachris, and his intention was to say Ma'ariv Aravim, or flip side, in Arvis he started with the Adas to say Yotzer Or, which is appropriate for Shachris, Me'ikorat Shavayu Ka Omar, there's a Tziruf here, in other words, the mentioning of Laila during the day or vice versa is not a foreign element. But it's Travayu. Travayu means there's a tzir, if you can integrate the two. And even if at the beginning he had in mind Midas Yom instead of Midas Laila, vice versa, the bracha Ma'ariv Aravim mentions the Midas Yom, because in both brachas we have both. So each bracha, whether it's Yotzer Ma'oros or it's Golil Or, both of these brachas for Shachris and Ma'ariv have a mention of both day and night, so therefore they can be integrated into two. And it's not a foreign element. Each bracha reflects that theme of the other bracha. Not only its own theme, unique and singular today, but it also mentions Laila. And that has nothing to do with the case where he had a machshava poseles, almanas, levarech Borei Pri HaGafen, and then he corrected himself. But Toshma, the Gemara wants to say that maybe we could answer our question about our suffix about tos and brachos in the case of Shechar from another part of this Braisa, the Sefer of the Braisa. The Braisa concludes with a postscript, a klal. Klal shel dovra kol holech achar achisum. Whenever you have a Mishnah or a Braisa that ends with a principle, a klal shel dovra, we always ask the following question, klal shel dovra lasuye mai. In a funny sense, just like when we dash in a pasuk in Chumash, and we see that there's a superfluous word, we dash in that it's coming l'rabo. So, for example, you have a Mishnah that mentions a minyan, a specific number, after enumerating all the members of that group. So we ask minyan lamute mai. Here too, when it's a klal, we say Klolo shel dover lasuye mai. It's coming obviously to add something. Lav lasuye hodam moron. Why don't we assume that it's coming for this exact case? when he thought to recite Bar Pri HaGafen at the beginning of his bracha because he thought he was drinking wine and it turned out to be Shechar, and then he completed it correctly, Shakol Nia Bidvaro, and he was Yotze. Why? Because Hakol Holich Acher HaChasima, and he completed the bracha properly. The Gemara rejects this proof. Lo, Lasuya, have an alternative understanding of the ribuy of the klal, klal shel dover, nama of it, tamre. Now the Gemara introduces a whole new scenario. He's eating both bread and dates. Hey, chidomim, what's the case? Ilema di ochal nahama v'kasava di tamri ochal. He ate a piece of bread and he thought he was eating dates. Uposach. And now we're talking about the bracha achrona. Until now we've been talking about birchas hanen, and now we're going over to birchas shevach hodoy, the bracha achrona. And we got to the bracha achrona thinking mistakenly that he had 8 dates. Is he had in mind when he said baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam adaiti the tamre, that he's going to recite a bracha mein shalosh on eights, on priya eights, al eights al priya eights, v'siyim b'nahama, but he caught himself on time, and he realized that, no, he had eaten bread. He reminded himself, hey, I ate bread, not dates. So therefore, he continues bracha by saying, hazon es ha'olam, birchas ha'mozen for pas, hainu bayat. The Gemara says that that's exactly identical to our case. The machshava in the psicha was a machshava mekalkeles. He thought he was making a bracha achrona on dates. And if this is what the Bryce is coming to include with the Zeh HaKlal, that HaKlal HaLech HaChasim is Yotze because he corrected himself at the end of the bracha, then the same rule would apply to the case where he thought he was, and when he started the bracha, he thought he was drinking wine, and he found out, and he reminded himself he's drinking Shechar. So if you want to reject this Bryce and say there's no proof that he was Yotze in that case, then you haven't successfully rejected that raya. If you assume that nama v'tamre means that in the bracha chrono, which he recited and thinking it's the bracha chrono appropriate for tamre, he reminds himself and he completes the bracha hazonas hakol, hazonas olam kulo on nama. So we have a perfect analogy, lo tzricha. But if you want to reject this brisa, then let's present a different scenario in the case of nama and tamri. What's nama and tamri? Kigon di ochal tamri. He ate tamri, and the appropriate bracha lachrea is ala eitz v'al priya eitz v'kasovan. And he mistakenly thought that he nahama ochal, that he had really eaten bread. So he began the bracha chrono with the full birchas hamazon uposach. And he began bidanama, because thinking that he had eaten bread, he started hazana sa'olam, v'siyem bidetamre. After he recited the Shemu Malchus and he got to melcha olam, he reminded himself, no, I didn't eat bread, I'm not ready to bench, I ate tamarim. So he completes the bracha ala eitz al priya eitz. That's the case of the brayis and his yotza, and that's the ribui of hakol zaklal, kol del shav zel hakol achra chasima. And therefore, the afilu siyem b'nahama, even if, based on his mistake, that he thought that he had eaten bread, and therefore he would make a bracha chrona of that's appropriate, the whole full-fledged birchas hamazon for nama, and in truth he ate tamri, nami yotze, he would fulfill my time, or the tamri nami mezen zaini, that tamarim also fill up the body, fill up the belly, and give you a sense of satiation. And this is Gemara later on in Perikei Samavarchim about Tamarim. And therefore, we don't consider his machshava in the psicha as a machshava posel sabracha. Because again, even had he completed the full birkas hamazon based on his mistake thinking that he had eaten bread, that birchas hamazon would be yotze, would be a fulfillment of his bracha achrona for tomorrow. And here we might mention that why is it that we don't recite the full birchas hamazon shalosh brachos for Tmarim as we do for Pas. After all, if we're saying that Tmarim is Zayni, then it has the same quality as Pas. And the answer is because Zayni is not the sole criterion for Birkas Hamazon. We need another condition, and that is Kviya Suda. You have to be Kviya Suda. The Birkas Hamazon is not just a brach on the satiation, but it's also on the Su'uda, the Chal Shem Suda. And there are many dinim that we see that the bracha of Hamotzi is on the Suda itself. And that's to do with Sicha in the middle of the Suda and other dinim. So therefore, in the Gemara's conclusion, the case here of Tamri, Nama Tamri, is parallel to the case of someone who began with Birchas Hayayin thinking it was Sheikhar, and he completed with Shakal Niyah Vidvaro, because the Shakal Niyah Vidvaro is operative, is meaningful, even for Yayin, because Shakal Niyah Vidvaro is a bracha hakolelis. The Rashba makes the following point, that since the Mavarech ala Tmarim v'machshav Hashem Pas is like the case of a Mavarech ala Yayin v'machshav Hashem Sheikhar, why did the Gemara drop the case, the example, the scenario that it had at the beginning of the sugya, the case where he drank wine and he thought he was drinking beer, and instead picked up the case of Pas Utmarim? Why didn't the Gemara stay within its own, so to speak, Dalet Amos? That's the kasha here, the Rashba, Ayin Shon. Now getting back to the Mishnah says that in Shacharis he recites one bracha after Kriyat Shema, and that's the bracha of Emes V'Yatzah, but at night he adds another bracha, a second bracha, in addition to Emes V'Amunah, he recites Shechionu. So the bracha of Emes V'Yatzah was established, if you look at the very substance and the content of the bracha, as a birchas HaShevach V'Odoy on the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our forefathers, in which God proves, or I don't know what the appropriate word, not proves, but God, you know, is good for His word. He kept His promise. He had promised to redeem the people of Israel, and Emes V'Yatzev, it was an Emesdika promise, because God lived up to His promise, and He took us out of Mitzrayim, and He split the Yam Suf, and He saved us. The bracha of Emes V'Yatzev is a bracha that's related to the future, that we look towards the future. God has promised us that eventually there will be a second Geula at the end of the Dalet Golios, and God would save us from the hands of various kingships. And therefore, that avtocha we believe and we rely on, and that's what we recite in the bracha Liachreha after Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, Emes V'Emunah, that we have total belief that God in the future will bring about the Geula just as He had promised. Now, if you take a look at the content of the bracha of Emes V'Emunah in Arvis, you'll see that God, we have Emunah that God will save us Miad Balochim, Miad Aritzim, and we mentioned Simas Nafshenu B'chaim, Hadjuchenu Abomas Oyvenu. All this are the future supernatural miracles that God will bring about, and many of them we've already seen in our Jewish history, and they will continue and they will intensify until finally we'll experience the ultimate Geula. Amar Rabba Bar Chinuna Sab Mishmei Derav Kol Shalom Amar Emes V'Yatziv Shachris V'Emes V'Emuna Arvis Lo Yotzo Yidei Chovoso. What is exactly he saying over here? Is he saying, is the intention here that he didn't recite these brachas at all? Well, that for sure is lo yotzi dechavasu if he completed or omitted the brachas. But rather, what he's saying is that although he did recite part of the brachos, he didn't fulfill his obligation because he left out certain parts of the brachos that are also critical. So as we said earlier, in Emes V'Yatziv, the takana was to mention the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsev, and Emes V'Emunah. We interpret our Emunah as belief and reliance in Hashem that He will fulfill His promise to begoal us from Malachim and Aritzim and so forth and so on. And many of these elements He omitted. is therefore lo yotzi dechovaso, he has not fulfilled his mitzvah of birchas kriyat shema. Now the Shulchan Aruch indicates in Siman Samech Vav that he's not fulfilled his mitzvah of kriyat shema itself. And that's based on the premise which the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema establishes, that even though Birchas Kriyat Shema is not Ma'akev Kriyat Shema, but nevertheless these brachos, if he hasn't recited them, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema kitikuno. So the mitzvah as established by the Chachom of Kriyat Shema is Kriyat Shema im Birchos Seho. And the tachlis, the purpose of these brachos, is emunah in the future geula, that just as God has redeemed us in the past from Mitzrayim, He will redeem us in the future. And this is something that attaches itself to Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema has Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of its essential themes. The motif of the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, Vayomer, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we're going to see more about that later on in this perek. And therefore, if he hasn't recited the Birchas Kriyat Shema to emphasize the Geula, that we rely on Hashem's Geula from the past to the future, that just as in the past, so to the future, then he's missing something in terms of the Kriyat Shema itself. And he hasn't completed his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samech Vav quotes the Birchei Yosef of the Chidah, who says that if he hasn't recited these elements in his tefillah, then he should make sure that he should go back and he should be chozer, and he should recite these brachos, and he should recite Kriyat Shema again a second time around. The Kesef Mishnah offers another comment here, and he says that maybe what it says, lo yotzi dechovos, that's going back on the brachos themselves, not on Kriyat Shema, which means that even though he has recited the bracha and the nusach ha-bracha, but nevertheless, if he omitted the psicha, which is emes ve'emuna or emes ve'yatziv, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah's bracha ketikuna. That wouldn't undermine his mitzvah of kriyat shema in any way, but it would undermine his mitzvah of birchas kriyat shema. Because these words, emes ve'emuna and emes ve'yatziv, are words that emphasize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true, is reliable. He represents someone, a being that will definitely fulfill his promise, and we can rely on him. That's the Emes V'Yatziv, and that's the Ikar HaBracha, so we can't omit that. And now Rabba quotes a Pasuk, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, L'hagid b'boker chazdecha v'emunascha b'alelos. Then in the morning we have to mention the Nisim, all the great chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed on our forefathers at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in the evening we have to mention our Munah in these Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future will bring about to terminate the exile. And that's what the Pasuk means when it says, L'hagid b'boker chasdecha v'emunascha b'alelos. So next time you sing that song, which is based on Tilim Tzadi Beis, you should have in mind the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Because the Lahagid Baboka Chazdecha V'Amunoska Balelos is fulfilled through Birchas Kriyat Shema in Shacharis and Arvis. It's interesting that the night Kriyat Shema, based on this Pasuk V'Amunoska Balelos, is representative of the present situation in which we're still in exile, and the belief that Laila, that long night of exile, will terminate and Hashem will fulfill His promise and will ultimately go into the light of Geula. Now, after we brought the statement of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema, the Gemara brings other statements which Rabbi said in the name of Saba B'Shem Rav. The Omar Rabbi Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei the Rav Hamispalel Kshuhu Korea B'Baruch. When he bows down, at what point when he recites the word Baruch, he should bow down, and his body is in a bent position. But Kshuk Zokev, when he gets to the end of the bracha, which is the shame, I shouldn't say it's the end of the bracha, I mean to say it's the end of the Hishtachava, the Kriya, and that's when he does Zakifa and he stands erect, that's at the point when he says the shame. And the Gemara clarifies this. Amar Shmuel, my taimo de Rav. Why is it so important that when he mentions the name of Hashem, he should stand erect? The Chsiv, because the pasuk at the end of Tilim, it says Hashem zokev kefufim. And that's a remez that when he recites the name of Hashem, he should be erect. He should be zokev kefufim. The Gemara is not happy about this. Meisvei, we have a pasuk in Malachi. It says mipnei shemi. Mipnei shemi nachasu or nichasu, and it sounds like the askaras Hashem, a person should be seeing himself in a position of nichna v'kofef es komaso, not in a position of zkifa. And the Gemara answers, miksiv bishmi nachasu. It doesn't say bishmi, which would imply that when he mentions the shame of Hashem, he should be bowing down. Nachas means to bow down, nichna v'kofev, but rather it says mipneishmi, and mipneishmi means before he mentions the name of Hashem, he was korea, but when he mentions the name of Hashem, he should be zokuf, as we saw in the pasuk Hashem zokev kefufim. Amalei Shmuel l'chiyo barav. Shmuel turns to Chiyo Barav. Bar Orion means he's, they give him the description of being a Ben Torah. Tavi Ema, please come here and I want to tell you, Lecha, for you, Milsa Mialis, or something very good, the Omer Avuch that I heard from your father Rav. Hachi Omer Avuch, this is what I heard from your father, Kshu Korea, Korea Bebarak, Kshu Zokev, Zokev Beshem. So now we have two traditions. We have Rabba in the name of Rav, and we have Shmuel, who's the son. I'm sorry, Shmuel is talking to the son of Rav, and Shmuel himself is telling the, in the name of Rav exactly what we heard it, in Rabba Bar Chinen on the name of Rav. And now we turn to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rav Sheshes Ki Kara, when Rav Sheshes bowed down. Kara b'chizra. Now, what does this mean? Kara b'chizra. The Hebrew of chizra is a makel shebiyad odom, a kind of a staff in the man's hand. And when you take the staff and you hit someone, then you take the staff and immediately put it down in one fell swoop. So the kriya of Rav Sheshes was very quick. It wasn't a gradual, slow bowing, but kika zakiv zakiv bechivra, and when he went up like a chivra. A chivra is a nachash, is a serpent. When he stood up erectly, he was zokev first his head, and his head went up, and then the rest of his body slowly, step by step, part by part, would go up, and that means that it was a slow kind of zakifa, like that of a nachash that picks up its head and then slowly the rest of its body. And the reason for this is not to demonstrate that his kriya of his body was a tircha, but rather he goes up slowly from the state of kriya. So as if to say that he was very happy and comfortable with the kriya. Okay, then we'll stop here. Mirza Shem will continue on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis.